Phil will start by introducing seven stories from the evening news.
There was no football this week, but still plenty of football news. There was a storm around the Norfolk Children's Football League and a court report on an Ipswich Town fan who threw Mentos mints at Norwich City supporters last year. As far as we know, the pack had only just been opened, so they were in mint condition. There was news on the health front as well. There are fears that Norse Care may be closing more care homes, that the launch of Norfolk's dental school may be delayed, and that the Rouen Road walk-in centre may be closed. There was good news, however, for the Matthew Project, a local substance misuse charity who have received over £700,000 in national lottery funding. There are also several reports about shoplifting. We'll bring you one about a huge chocolate theft. Alison will start us off on these accounts, and after them we will hear several letters most related to these news stories.
Allegations against the chairman of a children's football club from its own league have been revealed after the team was suspended from its remaining matches. Claims made by the Norfolk Combined Youth Football League against Paul Raisey, the chairman of International Talent FC, say he tried to incite clubs to play unaffiliated football. There are even claims of threatening behaviour by a team supporter at a match earlier this month. Mr. Raisey has denied the allegations. International Talent FC, which trains at Swordston and Pulham St Mary, draws players aged between 9 and 17 from across Norfolk and Suffolk, including around 50 from Norwich.
An Ipswich Town fan has been hit with a £900 bill after throwing Mentos mints at Norwich City supporters during the East Anglian derby at Carrow Road. Zach Lapworth, 26, was sentenced for football violence after being seen hurling the sweets in the direction of celebrating Canaries fans at the end of Norwich's 1-0 victory last season. Norwich Magistrates Court was told he was arrested and held in police cells for 10 hours. After being charged, he was banned by Ipswich Town from attending matches at Portman Road for 6 months, meaning he missed his team's promotion and start of the Premier League season. Catherine Newson, prosecuting, said he had been identified by police after several white objects were seen being thrown from the away fans at the full-time whistle of the match on April the 6th last year. The objects were later found to be the contents of a £1 packet of mints. Lapworth of the Green in Baton, near Bury St Edmunds, pleaded guilty to throwing missiles in a football stadium. Sally Dale, mitigating, said it was sheer frustration at the end of the match and he accepts the stupidity of his actions.
More Norfolk care home closures look likely after the chairman of the council old company which runs them said some were no longer fit for the 21st century. The admission by Dr. Andy Wood, the chairman of Norse Group, led to claims by county councillors that his company had failed to invest in the facilities. Norse Care, the care arm of Norfolk County Council-owned Norse Group, has already closed Springdale Care Home in Brundle and Berman House in Terrington St John, while Linden Court in Watton will also shut. The company said those homes were no longer suitable to meet the care needs of residents. Norse has a contract with Conservative-controlled County Hall to run residential homes and housing with care schemes in Norfolk, which is due to end next year. But Dr. Wood admitted that Norse Care was struggling to meet the greater levels of need which people living longer required. He said some of the things we've got going on work neither well for the patient, the families, the commissioner or Norse as a business. Longer term, there's a massive investment programme required to create a care business that is fit for the 21st century. Dr. Wood made his remarks as members of the Norfolk County Council's cross-party scrutiny committee quizzed him about his company and the way County Hall oversees it.
The launch of Norfolk's long-awaited dental school, seen as crucial in tackling the county's dental crisis, could be at risk. The clock is ticking for agreement to be given for dental training to take place at the proposed school, to be based at the University of East Anglia in a new school for oral health. The government has signalled it will not make a decision on the centre until June, after it has conducted a spending review. But the UEA needs to register courses so they can be advertised to students the month before. County Hall leader Kay Mason-Billig warned it would be a devastating blow if higher education regulator, the Office for Students, does not allocate training places quickly enough for courses to start in September next year. Backers believe the school, which would be housed in a new extension to the Edith Cavell building at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, will help solve the dentistry crisis in the region. The hope is that by providing dental training locally, more students will be encouraged to settle in Norfolk and fill some of the huge gaps in the county's provision. When completed, the school would have space for 40 undergraduate students per year.
Members of the City of Norwich Civic Association have hit out at controversial proposals to close the busy NHS walk-in centre, which are causing a storm of protest. The members, former Lord Mayors and Sheriffs, have written to City MPs Clive Lewis and Alice MacDonald, pointing out that at present the centre handles approximately 72,000 patients per year, which equates to just under 200 patients a day. A letter on behalf of the association from its chairman, Chris Higgins, says the centre is designed to be used by members of the public experiencing acute minor illnesses or injuries when they cannot access their own GP's surgery. Getting a doctor's appointment is becoming increasingly difficult. The centre provides an extremely valuable service to patients who, if the centre closes, would probably elect to go to the accident and emergency unit at the hospital or to call an ambulance.
The Matthew Project, TMP, has been awarded £760,295 in National Lottery funding. The local substance misuse charity will use the money to support the running of its Next Steps recovery hub on Oak Street. This centre provides a structured programme to help individuals recovering from trauma and substance misuse. The hub is the first and only post-treatment recovery service in Norfolk for adults affected by these issues. The funding will allow the centre to continue supporting 2,025 adults over the next 3 years. Graham Parfitt, recovery service manager at TMP, said, "We're delighted that the National Lottery Community Fund has recognised our work in this way. Now, thanks to National Lottery players, we'll be able to continue the transformative work we do with members daily."
A member of a gang involved in the theft of £4,300 worth of chocolate in Norwich has been banned from entering supermarkets across the UK. Lunika Mattei, 33, from London, was part of a shoplifting gang who tried to wheel off hundreds of boxes and bars of chocolates, mainly the expensive Swiss brand Lindt, from Tesco at Harford Bridge on January the 31st. She appeared at Norwich Magistrates Court in custody, having been remanded to prison following similar thefts of £1,117 worth of chocolate in Wokingham and £259 worth in Guildford earlier this month. The court was told that her systematic shoplifting, including previous convictions in Hatfield and Reading. Magistrates adjourned her sentencing for the Norwich theft and another incident when £500 of chocolate was stolen from Morrison's in Chelmsford. They imposed bail conditions, banning her from any Tesco, Morrison's or Sainsbury's store, imposing a curfew and requiring her to surrender her passport. She will be sentenced on May the 14th, together with co-defendants Ramos Rover, 37, Marcella Manilescu, 33, and Victor Martin Manilescu, 43, who have all pleaded guilty to theft.